All right, welcome to another edition of the program. This is Live Free Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is January 16th, 2008. And today we're going to cover a lot of news stories, a lot of stuff that's come out today. I mean, we got this news about this doctor that alleges there's a plan to microchip babies, and that, of course, ties in with the whole agenda to microchip the world's population. I mean, these people are not playing games. They want to put microchips in everybody. It is completely disgusting. So we're going to cover that story. We also have some other news. Got some Ron Paul news. There's an Associated Press article that I just came across, and it's interesting. In the article, they mentioned that Ron Paul might actually surprise everybody and actually win Nevada. I was kind of surprised. I was just going through the story, and there's this one paragraph in there that says that he may surprise people because he's actually, according to this report, that he's actually the only Republican that is broadcasting any sort of television ads in Nevada. I think that's very encouraging. So we're going to get into the Ron Paul campaign a little bit and kind of recap what happened in Michigan and go from there. So we're going to get into the Ron Paul campaign. What else do we have here? Let me see. Geez, we got a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah, here's one. 7-year plan aligns Europe with U.S. economy, and people think the New World Order is some sort of conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, we got this report from WorldNet Daily in which there's actually through the Transatlantic Common Market, and that's this group that was formed. They announced it last year, the Transatlantic Economic Council. And this whole group is seeking closer ties between the United States economy and the Europe economy. They're basically merging everything. But if you actually talk about this, they think you're some sort of conspiracy theorist. But this is all out in the open. So we're going to analyze this article from WorldNet Daily. That's a Jerome Corsi piece. Very interesting stuff, of course. I mean, you can't even convince people there's a North American Union, despite the fact that major conglomerates are actually organizing their businesses. So they have people who focus directly on North American markets, the fact that you have the Security and Prosperity Partnership, all of which they've agreed to all these things in secret. I mean, we don't even know the full extent of the Security and Prosperity Partnership. It was all done through executive fiat. And now they are trying to merge the U.S. economy, primarily the whole North American economy, with the European Union. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. They're going to merge the two unions until we eventually have a world government. And that's going to be the merger of all of these economic unions that they're forming. I mean, this is out in the open. This is not a conspiracy theory. So we're going to get into that as well. We're also going to get into the economy a little bit. European Asian markets, they slid pretty bad in the recent days, so we're going to talk about that. We have another story. Inflation rate is worse in 17 years. And we're also going to get into this Al-Qaeda news. Al-Qaeda's top cyber terrorist. This is a Daily Mail article. They're claiming this computer nerd is somehow Al-Qaeda's top internet agent, and just more fear and hysteria that's being thrown out there to scare people into accepting this phony global war on terror. And we got this, and we got so much news to cover. So we're just going to jump right into it on the other side. So stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll get into all of this. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the show, and let's get into this microchip business. The very thought of these people wanting to put microchips in babies absolutely disgusts me. I mean, these are some sick individuals that we're dealing with here. And we have this story here that I just came across. Doctor alleges plan to microchip babies, and this is from the Agora Cosmopolitan. And let me just read from this. It's just nuts. It's just absolutely nuts. Regarding plants and microchip newborns, Dr. Killey said the U.S. has been moving in this direction in secrecy. She added that in Sweden, Prime Minister Olof Palme gave permission in 1973 to implant prisoners, and data inspections ex-director general Jan Frase revealed that nursing home patients were implanted in the mid-1980s. The technology is revealed in the 1972 Swedish state report, Stans Official Utredinger. That's what it says. And it goes on to say, are you prepared to live in a world in which every newborn baby is microchipped? And finally, are you ready to have your every move tracked, recorded, and placed in Big Brother's databank? According to the Finnish article distributed to doctors and medical students, time is running out for changing the direction of military medicine and mind control technology, ensuring the future of human freedom. Implanted human beings can be followed anywhere. Their brain functions can be remotely monitored by supercomputers and even altered through the changing of frequencies, wrote Dr. Kill. Guinea pigs and secret experiments have included prisoners, soldiers, mental patients, handicapped children, deaf and blind people, homosexuals, single women, the elderly, school children, and any group of people considered marginal by the elite experimenters. The published experiences of prisoners in Utah State Prison, for example, are shocking to the conscience. And it goes on, this whole thing. You can just read all about on my website. It's right up there. So you had this doctor, you know, and she's right on the money. All my research that that I have done indicates that this is their plan. They want to microchip us. You see all the propaganda they put out there in the corporate control of media saying how good it is to take a microchip and how it's going to keep you safe. Well, that's bull. That's nonsense. It's crap. If you accept a microchip, you know, you might as well just say, yes, I'm willingly going to become a slave to the state. You know, this little RFID microchip implanted in your skin. I mean, anybody who willfully takes these things are just out of their mind. They're crazy. So you got this story, and I wish I could go over this whole thing. We only have an hour program. But suffice to say that the allegations that this doctor is coming forth with is 100% accurate. The technology is there. They are using the technology on groups of people that they feel they can get away with using it on. Prisoners? I mean, what was it? There was this report out of the United Kingdom talking about how they want to microchip prisoners like a bunch of dogs. They're still human beings. They're not animals. But that's the elitist mentality. They think that everybody, besides them, of course, are a bunch of cattle, that we're animals, and that they can do with us as they please. And that's where this whole thing is coming from. They want to be able to microchip everybody so they can manage populations much more easily. And that's what it boils down to. It's about managing populations. It's about making populations subservient to the elite masters. And we had this other story that came out yesterday from WorldNet Daily. Hospitals tagging babies with RFID chips. Now, they're not implanting them in the babies, not yet, thank God. At least I hope they're not doing this. But, I mean, it's all about incrementalism. So they get people used to the whole concept of, oh, it's perfectly reasonable. We want to make sure that the babies don't get mixed up, and we just have to be 100% sure. We don't want any babies to be stolen. So we have this whole write-up from WorldNet Daily, and it gets into how half the birthing facilities in Ohio are being equipped with this RFID infant protection system. So they place these tags on the infant, and the whole mentality behind this is so these babies don't get abducted or given to the wrong mother. That's the whole mentality behind this. But the way I see it is this. You are implementing this whole technological control grid in hospitals in order to prevent events from happening that do not take place very often. So this whole thing is just crazy. So what they do is they just cite any small excuse that they can come up with in order to further the technological enslavement grid. And that's all they're doing. And believe me, very soon, they're going to start mandating the microchips. First it's going to be the real ID. Then it's going to be the microchip. And they're going to slowly integrate this into society. They're going to say first, oh yeah, we have to microchip prisoners. And they're already doing that. They're going to say, oh well, we need to microchip Alzheimer patients. They're already trying to do that. And now they're tagging babies with RFID chips. You have this doctor in that report that I just went over that is saying pretty much what everybody in the Patriot movement has been saying for quite some time now, that their ultimate goal is to microchip everybody. Now, I don't think there's really much question about that. I mean, it's just getting bizarre. And yet, if you say these things to the average American, they'll look at you like you got 10 heads. When this is out in the open, it's admitted they have the technology and they want to use it. But they have to sell it to the people first. And see, it's a lot easier for the elites if people willfully accept the technology. They willfully accept the enslavement. And that's the phase that we're in now. They're trying to get people to willfully accept the enslavement. I mean, you got people who are taking this Verichip all because, oh, you can store data on the Verichip that will enable people to save your lives if all of a sudden something happens. They can get all your medical information in that chip. Well, you know what? I would rather be dead than be microchipped like some animal. And they're already microchipping animals, for Pete's sake. I mean, they're microchipping pets. They're trying to microchip farm animals. Now they're trying to microchip human beings. So what they're going to do here is they're going to keep pushing this microchip on different segments of the population that they think they can get away with forcing the microchips on them, and they're going to make it sound so reasonable, and then it's going to get to the point where everybody has a microchip. You know, it's all about incrementalism, and that's how they have been trying to push for their new world order for quite some time. Incrementalism. People don't notice it because it's done slowly over time. It's just crazy. Read all the stories up on my website, roguegarment.com. It's disgusting. Let's go on to some other news. Real quick, want to cover the Ron Paul campaign. And, of course, I'm sure all of you are well aware that he came in fourth place in Michigan, which, you know, it wasn't as good as I would have hoped, but it's not bad considering that there was almost no campaigning done there at all. And, you know, in retrospect, it was a state where the winner pretty much took all the delegates, if I understand correctly. So, I mean, it's not really the end of the world that he didn't place higher in the fourth place. So the good news is that he beat Rudy Giuliani and he beat Fred Thompson. And I think what's going to happen is that both of those two clowns are going to quit the race very soon, especially if they don't fare well in the states they've been focusing on. Of course, Fred Thompson is counting on South Carolina. And, of course, you have Rudy Giuliani focusing on Florida. And the establishment media has been hyping that fact. Like, oh, okay, well, Fred Thompson should do well in South Carolina, and Rudy Giuliani should do well in Florida. Well, even despite the rigged Diebold voting machines and whatever else they have down there, if they don't do well in those two states, then I think we're going to see them exit the race pretty soon. Then there's only going to be four candidates left. And at that point, I think Ron Paul is going to have more of an opportunity to get out there and get more support. I still don't buy the fact that he's getting the amount of votes that he's getting in these primaries. I think his support is much more. It's much greater, all based on the fact that the majority of Americans are pissed off. They want the war ended. And you have a portion of the Republican base that wants the war ended. Something like 30% plus of the Republican base wants the war ended. So I just don't buy these election results. And this leads me into another story. I forgot to preface this in the first segment, but it appears as if the New Hampshire primary Republican recount is on. I have a write-up up on my website. I encourage you to check it out. But it looks as if that they were able to get the money, and they were able to get the recount rolling on this. This is, of course, the Granny Warriors, and they've been working with Albert Howard to get the funds in order to pay for this whole recount of the Republican side of the vote. So that looks like it's going to go forward. Of course, who knows what they're going to try to do with the recount. From what I understand, all of these different ballots are going to get sent to a central location. And then from there, I'm not exactly sure the whole process. But unless they allow for people to film, to observe what's going on there, I'd have to say that the recount procedure would be very suspect unless they actually allow observers to see what's going on and to make sure there is no funny business happening with the recount. So there's some good news there. The recount is on, and there's some strange stuff going on with the PayPal donations. PayPal, I guess, did something with their recount fund, and they were withholding the funds. It created some problems, but somebody came forward and was able to get the Secretary of State office here in New Hampshire the money to get the ball rolling on this whole recount process. So that's very encouraging. Well, hey, we have to break. We'll be back on the other side.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back to the show. And before the break, we're talking about Ron Paul. We're talking about the campaign. We're talking about the recount. And just a recap, it looks like the Republican recount for the New Hampshire primary is on. And we'll have to see what happens with that. But that's definitely some good news. And some more good news. A surprising win for Ron Paul possible in Nevada, according to this Associated Press report. And, I was just going through the different election articles and came across this one. And there's a paragraph in there, and it said, no major GOP candidate has set foot in the state for 2 months, and some Republicans are bracing for a possible surprise first place showing by long-shot Texas Representative Ron Paul, the only Republican to broadcast TV ads in Nevada. Now, if there's a state that Ron Paul should do well, it should be Nevada, just like New Hampshire. I mean, here's a state where you have gambling, where you have prostitution, you have all this stuff going on. I mean, there should be a lot of people that understand the message of liberty, that understand what Ron Paul is saying, and the fact that he's the only Republican in that state to broadcast TV ads, I think is very encouraging. Now, I'm not sure if he's going to win, but I mean, we really need to have him do well in that state. I think this is a critical state for Dr. Paul. And if he can do well in that state, even if he doesn't win, if he does well, like a top three finish, top two, I mean, you name it, at least top three. If he does well in that state and you see Rudy Giuliani and you see Fred Thompson drop out, I think he has a very good chance going forward to start doing some damage, maybe in Super Tuesday. But we'll have to see. Because right now, I look at this field of Republican candidates, and you look at all of them. Clearly, all of these candidates are designed to go up against Hillary Clinton in the general election and lose. Again, there is no difference between either of these political parties. But then you have Ron Paul come in, and he provides a whole new perspective as to how government should be managed, as to how we should conduct monetary policy. I mean, this guy is talking about some serious major changes and some needed changes. And the establishment is doing everything they can to ensure that his message doesn't get out there. I mean, the media treats him like he's the invisible man. You have Lou Dobbs and Jack Cafferty. They get on air now on CNN, and they openly talk about how both parties are controlled. There is no difference between either of the parties. They're saying that in their newscast. But what they say is that they say, oh, all the Republicans, all the Democrats, they're all the same. You know, they're all a bunch of bumps. That's pretty much a summation of what they're saying. And they don't even mention Ron Paul, who is completely different than everybody in the establishment. He's completely different than any other candidate that's running. But yet they treat him like he's the invisible man. Now why is that? Clearly, even they are trying to ensure that Dr. Paul's message is not getting out there. I mean, you would think that if they're so horrified with this phony two-party system, the illegal immigration, the monetary policy, some of the things that they were talking about, that they would say, hey, look at Ron Paul. I mean, this is the only presidential candidate that's actually talking about this. You would think they'd bring Ron Paul onto their shows. I've only seen Ron Paul on Wolf Blitzer. I haven't seen him on Dobbs or with Cafferty in that segment. And they go back and forth during that I forget what time they're on, but I haven't seen Dr. Paul interviewed by Lou Dobbs, which is a huge surprise to me. You would think that Lou Dobbs would be bringing Ron Paul on to discuss these issues, and then he hasn't for, I don't know, I just haven't seen him on there. So clearly there's something going on. I think they're a bunch of phonies. I don't, granted they're saying the right things, but the fact that they're not including Ron Paul in the discussion, and I mean just sparingly, sometimes you hear Jack Caffey talk about him when they have email come in, but they don't have any major segments on him. So, you know, it just leads me to believe that there's something strange going on there. I mean, it could be the fact that you have some higher up saying, hey, you can't talk about Ron Paul. I mean, this is how we're going to manage the Ron Paul situation. I mean, I don't know. But last I heard, Lou Dobbs actually had creative control over his content. So I'm kind of surprised at this whole thing. Of course, Lou Dobbs actually, there was rumor that he was actually going to run for president himself. I mean, I don't know. It's just hard to see what's going on. But I'm told we have a call. Let's get to the call. Henry in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Yeah. Well, I would say this. You mentioned about it's good that Nevada does have, like, you know, gambling and prostitution. As a matter of fact, this country's stupid anyway compared to a lot of European countries like Denmark. You know, speaking of freedom, you're talking about freedom, you're talking about Ron Paul. I thought the United States would be on the top. There was some rating they did on the web, some survey on the web, and they had it about the freest countries of the Western world, at least.
Was this a surveillance thing? They're judging the surveillance societies in each country. Is that the one?
No, it wasn't surveillance, so that's a good one also. But no, I don't think it was surveillance, but I guess it was a combination of things in general, like what is a freest society, a freest country in the, you know, of the Western world. So I thought America would be up there. Oh, I hear the music. Okay, so I'll hold.
Yeah, Henry, stay right there. Okay. We'll bring you back on our side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we're joined here with Henry from Connecticut. And Henry, do you want to finish up what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I almost didn't get a chance to. No, a couple of things, but I'll try to make it quick. Yeah, there was a survey on the web about what the freest country is of the Western world. So I thought the United States would be on there. Now, unfortunately, my motherboard blew out for a while, so I'm incapacitated as far as computer goes. So I didn't actually see it, but I heard it on AM radio station. Oh, yeah, and they also said the happiest country, too. And sure enough, I thought the United States would be there, but it wasn't. It was Denmark, followed by Iceland, and then thirdly, Sweden. And maybe, I don't know whether Germany was in there or not, I may be wrong. The United States might have been in there, but put it this way, you'd think it would be either 2 or 3 or fourth place or something like that. It was not. Now, I do know this. One of the things about those three countries that are mentioned is that, unlike America, they don't have as much all that behavior and moral crap that, let's say, we try to push in the United States. So then I'm thinking now, going back to Ron Paul and Nevada, I would think, one, Nevada also has, like Vermont and like Maine and also like Arizona, they don't violate the Second Amendment, like New York City does, and even Massachusetts. Surprising is Massachusetts, even Springfield, Mass., Smith & Wesson's headquarters, where they manufacture the guns, is in Springfield, Massachusetts. I don't know if people know that, but I was told that. And that's kind of unusual, too, since Massachusetts would be kind of anti-gun, you know, yet at the same time they're manufacturing guns. That's not the case with Austria, by the way. It's easier to get a gun in Austria, by the way. But I think Ron Paul will take Nevada. I don't think he'll be second place. If he's advertising on TV now, and he's the only one there on TV, I think he'll win it hands down. For the very reasons, the stuff that he's saying, even though I think he may be more Christian, religious type, because he's of that older generation that's into that. I'm not. You know, I'm just not at all. You know, and I'm younger, although I sound old on the phone. But I'm going to vote for him when he comes around here with Connecticut. That's going to be on February 5th or so. He might even take Connecticut. I don't know. He might. Because, you know, we had this Jewish Zionist guy, Joe Lieberman, running on the Democratic primary against Lamont. And Ned Lamont, or Ted Lamont, I forgot what the first name is, though he's with the Pilgrim Society, which is linked to Queen Elizabeth, so that's not so good either. But he beat Joe Lieberman in his own party, in his own primary, and we knocked him out. Now, how he got in as senator is beyond me. I think there is an ADL thing up here in Hamden, Connecticut. That's far from me, but it's up here. Matter of fact, there's some of the swastika incidents going on up here. I believe it's the ADL doing that, but I can't prove it. I don't know how Joe Lieberman got the Senate seat on an independent ticket, too, by the way. Unless they rigged something, and something was rigged, I think. But he might.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't understand how Joe Lieberman is in the Senate. And then you got this guy, Lieberman, he's endorsing John McCain, and people don't even understand what's going on.
Oh, he did do that. I didn't know that.
It's ridiculous. Joe Lieberman, he was the vice presidential nominee in 2000 for the Democrat side, and people still don't realize there's no difference between the parties. It's just crazy.
You know, that's another thing, too. I don't understand. The people my age, down to like in their 20s and their teens, they know there's no difference. And yet, these ones I talk to that are much older than like you and me, I guess one's 60 or at least it, they act like there's a difference, and there's no difference at all. And that's another thing about Lieberman. I didn't know that he endorsed, I sound raspy with the voice, but I've got a problem, but I didn't know that he endorsed John McCain. I didn't know that.
He did. It's absolutely insane, and people still can't see through the phony paradigm.
Right,
but
it's
Henry,
ridiculous.
I got another call holding. Is there anything else that's on your mind?
Yeah. All right, that's about it. Good show, and I'll be listening. But
right,
I think
thanks,
he will
Henry.
Win, and I think Ron Paul will take Pennsylvania too.
I certainly hope so. Thanks, Henry, for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Tammy in Tennessee. Tammy, you're on the air.
Hello, Lee. Great show. I wanted to tell you I was out in Las Vegas a few weeks ago, and the most interesting thing out there that I think appeals to Ron Paul supporters is that outside of his campaign headquarters, which is on Tropicana Avenue, which is a very, very busy street, probably 6 miles off of the strip, I mean 6 blocks off of the strip, they had no taxes on tips.
Well, that's good. That's the way it should be.
Well, you know, a lot of tip people probably don't claim their taxes, I mean, as much taxes anyway, but, you know, they're cutting down and cutting back and cutting back on the ways to get around that. And they had a big cardboard, you know, well, a big wooden sign out there on both directions that said, you know, Congressman Ron Paul for president, no taxes on tips. And I actually went into the campaign headquarters and got a couple of T-shirts. And T-shirts are probably the best way that you can advertise and get the word out about Ron Paul and his hoodies and things like that that people can't take down. Whenever I put up a Ron Paul sign locally, within a couple of days, someone has either stolen it for their own use, which I wouldn't care, or they've taken it down. So, but I actually wore my Ron Paul T-shirt through the Las Vegas airport.
So. That's pretty neat. Now, what's your feeling? Do you think he's going to do very well in Nevada? Because, I mean, that seems to be the sense, that if there's any state that Ron Paul should do well in, I mean, one of the states they should do well in is Nevada. You think he's going to do well?
I think he'll do well. I think he's actually done well in all the states. And I, you know, Lou Dobbs tonight actually mentioned briefly the New Hampshire recount, and also that at least there was a paper trail for a recount, which there wouldn't be in South Carolina, and that, you know, oh, we've been going on about this for months, you know, and they still wait till the last minute to do anything about these machines and the possibility that votes could be lost, is basically the way they put it. And then when you bring up Lou Dobbs, I think that Ron Paul supporters need to email him. I think that we need to bombard Lou Dobbs with emails and just ask him, exactly why are you preaching this to the American people and trying to get them behind you and getting all of these ratings and then not mentioning Congressman Paul and his record? And if you can't mention Congressman Paul, then basically you're a propagandist for the elitist that you whine about all the time, or you are just trying to be a steam vent for the American people that are angry. It's one or the other.
Yeah, you know, I'm tending to agree with that assessment, because, you know, I've seen Lou Dobbs over the past 6 months to a year slowly get this reputation where he's saying, oh, both the parties are controlled, they're the same, and we have to stop this illegal alien invasion, and the middle class is being destroyed. Yet, I mean, we've had Ron Paul, he declared his run for presidency quite a while ago. And to, as far as Lou Dobbs is concerned, he's the invisible man. It almost seems like that he's just doing this because they know there's a lot of discontent with the status quo. They know it gets ratings. And, of course, he's got a book that he wants to sell. So it seems to be more about his book and the ratings than it is about actually, you know, trying to do something substantive about what's happening.
Well, and the gist of all of that is he did actually have Congressman Paul on, but it was right at the very beginning of the campaign season when he offered any candidate 2 minutes. Because I've actually seen people write in on an email that he'll, you know, read every now and then, and Congressman Paul was mentioned. But yes, I mean, basically, it's one or the other. There is no middle ground there. He is either this person for the people. Now, supposedly, he could very possibly be thinking about a run. Because almost at least twice a week when I get to see him, there's an email on there about, oh, we wished you would run for president. We wished you would run for president. And, oh, no, that's not going to happen. I'm better, you know, outside of the political realm. But the interesting thing is, I think that everybody that supports Congressman Paul needs to bombard him with emails and saying, there's only two options here. You're either lying to the American people and making propaganda in order to attract ratings and sell your book and your show, or you're a steam vent for the anger, because if it wasn't one of those two things, you would be endorsing Congressman Paul, not just speaking about him, but actually endorsing him, because he is the only one that has a solution for every issue that you bring up, period.
Yeah, Tammy, I absolutely agree with you. Anything else that's on your mind?
No, that's good. I'll let somebody else get on.
All right, thanks, Tammy. I appreciate the phone call. And, yeah, I just don't understand Lou Dobbs, because, I mean, he talks about a lot of the issues that we talk about here on Patriot Radio. It's almost as if his show, and then you got Jack Cafferty on there as well, they have these guys talk about all this stuff, and they attract an audience there just so they don't turn on to alternative media sources. That's kind of the way I'm seeing this, because I think it's unacceptable that they have not mentioned Ron Paul, and they continue to say that, oh, all the candidates are the same, when they're not all the same. That's a lie. Ron Paul is completely different than the other candidates, because he's the only one who wants to abolish the Federal Reserve. He's the only one that has been talking about getting rid of the IRS for how many years? I mean, as long as I can remember even following this man, he was talking about getting rid of the IRS back in 1988. He wants to get rid of this insane war on drugs. He wants to restore personal freedoms. I mean, there's a huge difference here. He is completely different than any of the other candidates running. So when they say there is no difference between all the candidates, that's a lie, because there is a dramatic difference with Ron Paul compared to all the other candidates. I mean, it's right out there to see. You know, but they act like Ron Paul doesn't exist. With the exception of if somebody emails them, then they talk about him. Or like Tammy said, they brought him on for a couple minutes. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It just sounds like these guys are just getting out there to act as as a steam valve to, as Tammy was saying, as a steam valve to just capture all this frustration so they don't turn on to alternative sources of information. But anyway, let's get into some of our news. This hour goes by so quick. I just wish I had more time. And we have so many important news stories to get to. Let me just go right down the list. Let me try to get to as many of these as possible. Okay, we already went over the microchip news. We already talked about Ron Paul. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Ex-lawmaker charged with funding Al-Qaeda. And this one's an Associated Press article. I really don't understand this, but this made big news. It says here, a former congressman and delegate to the United Nations was indicted Wednesday as part of a terrorist fundraising ring that allegedly sent more than $130,000 to an Al-Qaeda and Taliban supporter who has threatened U.S. and international troops in Afghanistan. The former Republican congressman from Michigan, Mark Sligander, I think that's how you pronounce his name, was charged with money laundering, conspiracy, and obstructing justice for allegedly lying about lobbying senators on behalf of an Islamic charity that authorities said was secretly sending funds to terrorists. And, you know, I was reading throughout the rest of this article. It doesn't provide anything specific. You know, I'm kind of baffled at this whole news story. But I think what this whole thing's about, and you know, it may come out later that these charges were baseless, because I see nothing really specific that indicates that he was directly involved in funding terrorists. I mean, they make a big deal out of this $130,000 to an Al-Qaeda and Taliban supporter, which is ridiculous anyway, because a lot of the higher-up Taliban and Al-Qaeda members actually work for the CIA. So, you know, it could be that they just sold this guy out for whatever reason. Or it could be that they're just putting these baseless claims on this former congressman in order to hype this phony war on terror. I mean, they're talking about how, like on Fox News, I went over this a couple days ago. I played the clip. They were actually talking about how we have to be afraid of these white Al-Qaeda terrorists in the United Kingdom, how there's this army of white Al-Qaeda members, like 1,500 of them, ready to kill us all. I mean, they showed in the video clip, they show these white guys with ski masks on and with a rocket launcher. It was so stupid. So this could be more propaganda to make people believe that, oh, guess what? I mean, the terrorists, I mean, they're not just the brown people. They're not just the people who are wearing turbans. Oh, no, they could be your next-door neighbor. They could be the guy with a six-figure salary living down the street in a suburb of the United States. And I mean, it's ridiculous. So we'll see what happens with this, but I mean, I don't see anything specific in these news reports that 100% identify this guy as somebody who is giving money to these terrorist groups. So it's one or the other. Either they sold this guy out and they want to get rid of him because he's involved in all of this crazy stuff, involved with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and the CIA, because they're all interrelated, all right? Western intelligence agencies, they fund the vast majority of the terror events that you have seen. That's a fact. They have the resources to do it. And, hey, let's face it, just look at history. Al-Qaeda was formed by the CIA. That's a historical fact. So it's hard to say what that's all about. But we'll be following that story closely, to say the least. We also have a bizarre story here. Al-Qaeda's top cyber terrorist, and this one's from the Daily Mail. And in this article, they claim that this computer nerd actually became Al-Qaeda's top internet agent. And they claim that he started up a message board and some other stuff. And this all links back to the Al-Qaeda terrorist. And, I mean, I don't even know what to make of this. It sounds like that they're just using this person as a scapegoat, saying they're Al-Qaeda, saying that he was pushing extremist images, Al-Qaeda propaganda on the web. And it doesn't seem like, again, in this particular case, as was the case with the congressman, that there's anything really specific that would lead me to believe that this is a dangerous person that we should all be afraid of, and that we need to have this Department of Homeland Security and this whole technological tracking grid to deal with these people. I just don't see anything specific that makes this individual a person that we have to be afraid of. So I think this is even more propaganda. I just wish I had more time to get into this. The bottom line is Al-Qaeda doesn't even exist. It's just an organization that the CIA uses to blame whenever they pull off some sort of clandestine operation. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Let me see what else we have here. I just wish I had more time. This is frustrating. And we're about to break. What else do we have here? We're going to get into the 7-year plan in terms of the alignment with Europe and the U.S. economy. We're going to get to that in the next break or after the next break. But real quick, let me cover the economy just real, real fast. Basically, what we have here is let me see here. Well, actually, shoot, we're about to break. I don't even have time to get into it. All right, we'll be back on the other side. We'll try to squeeze as much news on the other side as possible. And we'll be back right here on RBN.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. $9,200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
So, just real quick, a quick word from one of RBN's sponsors, hempusa.org. They're suppliers of these great hemp products. I strongly encourage you to check them out. That's hempusa.org. And their phone number is 908-691-2608. That's 908 691-2608. Check them out, hempusa.org. And I should be getting some products from them in the near future, and I can't wait to try them out. I've heard a lot of good things about them. And, again, hempusa.org. Good stuff there. Just real quick, we only have a few minutes left, so let me just get in these news stories real quick, then we'll take a phone call from Doug. First of all, the economy. I have these news stories here talking about how the inflation rate is the worst in 17 years. That's an Associated Press article. You also have this news that came out from the European and Asian markets. They slid. I mean, it's not looking good out there. Then we also have this other story here where banks' losses on Wall Street exceed assets. That's from the Asia Times. I mean, things are really starting to unravel here, primarily due to the Federal Reserve's irresponsible policies. They're probably going to cut interest rates again. I mean, they tanked the gold price because the price of gold is manipulated, folks. The plunge protection team, they come in there and they manipulate the gold price whenever they think there's something going on with the currency, or they have to defend the dollar, and that's what they're doing. They bomb the gold price. That's kind of why gold went down today. But, I mean, it's just not looking good out there. I wish I had more time to get into it. But it's primarily because of this fiat currency system that we have that things are just falling apart. We also have a bizarre story here. 7-year plan aligns Europe with the U.S. economy. That's a WorldNet Daily article. And, yes, there is a plan. They announced this last year in which the European Union is going to start merging and seeking closer ties with the United States economy, if not the North American economy, the North American Union. And it's a great write-up from Jerome Corsi. I have it up on my website. I mean, the New World Order is real, folks, okay? And I just wish I had more time to get into it, but just read the article. They are trying to form these economic unions, and they're trying to merge all the economic unions after that. It's very disturbing. We also have this other article here, just the last one. Michael Chertoff is saying Europe poses a terrorism threat. That's a Reuters article. More fear-mongering and hysteria, even though there really isn't a terror threat, with the exception of the fact that most of the terror actually comes from governments and intelligence agencies. But they try to say that terrorism is everywhere and that we have to have this tracking grid and we have to basically turn ourselves into slaves to the government in order to protect ourselves. It's a total fraud. But anyway, let's get to Doug in Texas. Doug, you're on the air.
Thank you, Lee. I would put a lot of credence in what Comrade Chertoff says, since he's a dual citizen, you know, Israeli, and Mr. Mukasey, too. It's amazing how a little group of people that comprise less than 2% of the population of this country have the power that they wield over this country. I mean, AIPAC owns all of our senators and congressmen, with the exception of maybe 30 congressmen. They have their little spy agencies over here. They bribe them. They blackmail them. They have complete control over this country. Ron Paul's the only person that's not auditioning for the position of sock puppet for AIPAC and Israel. And just a little trivia question. Can you name, for a little 2% of the population or less, can you name one chairman of the Federal Reserve that is non-Jewish in the history of the Federal Reserve?
Well, Doug, I'm not really sure. I'm not 100% knowledgeable on the different people who've been involved with the Federal Reserve throughout the history of it. But, Doug, we're just out of time. But I appreciate the call. And, we're just flat out of time, folks. I mean, the Federal Reserve, very evil organization, and, you know, I'll just leave it at that. Stay tuned for Rick Adams, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Take care.
Since 19-